So there is a certain hazard to it because it can cut skin, it can break bones. She is doing things with the whip that will make Indiana Jones green. That 90% of the people who do this for a profession can't do.
In this scene, Catwoman wants to whip off the heads of four mannequins. And Michelle's 3 months of training really paid off. She performed this difficult and potentially dangerous scene perfectly on the very first take.
Action, Michelle!
Things in this movie in terms of things that she had to do. A couple hours to put this makeup, put this costume. Now come and use this whip, you know. Here, put this bird in your mouth.
Nice birdie.
You. No, I don't think I've worn any rubber suits in any other movies.
It's just all really fun.
She's luscious. She's beautiful. She should be mine.
One thing with the black rubber, it almost looks liquid on the body. I mean, she looks like she's wearing black glass. I mean, it's incredibly beautiful. And when you get someone who can really move, like a cat, which Michelle can, it's just, it's very fluid looking. You don't, it doesn't look like clothes.
I don't know whether to open fire or fall in love.
She's a very feline creature, and she starts identifying with the cats and then literally makes herself a homemade cat suit. We wanted it to be tight to the body and sexy, and that's an obvious area to go into. I mean, especially with someone like Michelle Pfeiffer, who's, you know, got legs for days. And, you know, you want to expose all those wonderful limbs and everything.
The first time I put the outfit on, I thought, I can't walk, I can't breathe, I can't hear, I can't act like this. And that's how I felt. It took me a long time to get used to all of the elements.
She's so talented. There was never any question in my mind that not only was she going to be really terrific in this, but she was going to figure out how to do this.
She's wasting her time with that bozo on the hill.
When I saw her, the immediate impression I got is that she's a great match with Michael Keaton. I mean, they're just, you know, there's four great eyes there, you know, between the two of them. And that's very important to these characters, is what comes through.
He sees himself in this woman. And there are points where, if you really want to examine it, they almost...